we're going to get underway. I want to welcome everybody today, and I want to say that I met Michael Tigg. Oh gosh, I was back. I think it was in around the middle of the summer. It seems like it was the weekend after 4th of July, somewhere in there, and it was at a conference. Michael had a booth there, and it was at a conference called Freedom Fest in Las Vegas. And at that time, I was really intrigued with what Michael was presenting there. I hadn't seen anything quite like it. I'd seen parts of the elements that were included in what he had, but this was really unique. And I thought, wow, you know, I think so many of us have really wanted something that would be a very safe way to protect ourselves and protect others and take care of a situation without doing serious damage or killing someone else in the process. And so I thought, wow, this is unique. And I hung around his booth a lot. He had a videotape going that was just terrific. And I listened to him telling other people, and then I talked to him some and asked him some questions. And I was intrigued with it. And I just want to bring Michael forward now. And I want to invite you, Michael, to kind of go back a little bit. Tell us a little bit about who you are and how you came to be doing what you're doing today. How you know, the Tiger Light and the types of things that you're working with, who you are and how that happened. Michael?
Sure. Well, it really started with my brother, Randy, who's a sergeant with the Portland Police Department. Years ago, back in, I think around 95, at that particular time, Northeast Portland, believe it or not, a small section of Northeast Portland had the highest violent crime rate in the country. In fact, it was 50% higher than Compton, Los Angeles, which had the highest murder rate in the country. And they were assigned to go into an area and clean it up. They had 179 shootings in 1 year in a very small area of town. And so he went in with an undercover group and kind of a task force. And in a relatively short period of time, about 3 years, he was in over 100 what they call heavy force encounters involving guns, knives, and fists. He had contracts out on him. He was in gun battles, got shot, had to shoot people. And, it was really tough. Got a lot of bones broken in his body and was in court almost every day because of some, heavy force situation. And but the problem he always had in many situations he was in, the officers had a problem of what weapon to draw. Do I draw a gun? If I draw a gun, I have two choices, either shoot or don't shoot. And so there's not a lower level of force with a gun. It's lethal or nothing. And then you have your other hand, you have one hand left that usually is occupied with a flashlight. And so you've got to holster your gun or throw down your flashlight to try to get something else off your belt, and then you're using your weak hand for it. And it's just a difficult situation. Every single day, there are 150, on average, 156 officers on the streets that get assaulted. That means somebody was able to get to the officer. And so there's been a difficulty in the reaction time problem, how quickly an officer can respond with force other than his fists, and elbows and things like that, or his flashlight. But then the flashlight's become an issue. Two officers were sent to prison for using their flashlight on a guy, and it killed him. And, they got convicted of murder. So, it's a big fear for police departments for officers to use their flashlight. So they started looking at options, making them carry smaller flashlights, making them carry rubberized flashlights and those kind of things. But that doesn't solve the problem. That might solve a liability problem in some sense, but it really doesn't, because they just end up having to resort to other uses of the force that may be even more significant. So by incorporating the pepper spray into a flashlight, it completely changed the tactical dynamics of a use of force situation and gave the officer always an option. And so whether he drew his weapon or didn't draw his weapon, he wasn't forced to use lethal force. At the same time, he wasn't left hanging with no force other than, his hands and fists kind of thing. So it's dramatically changed the defensive tactics of law enforcement. It's already saved a lot of officers' lives and prevented a lot of very heavy force situations. In fact, as you know, in the Los Angeles study, which was an independent study with 500 officers over 6 months, the Tiger Light had the highest stop rate of any non-lethal weapon ever tested, and they've tested them all at LA County. It's kind of the de facto underwriter's laboratory for non-lethal weapons worldwide. It has some of the most respected people in the world that are in the program, the non-lethal weapons program at or the technology exploration program at LA County Sheriff's Department. So with the 96% stop rate, which far, far exceeds regular pepper spray or any other non-lethal device, and that was on an average of 2.6 subjects. So it just completely blew their mind. They didn't expect anything like that, nothing even close to that. And that was on 147 violent subjects. So to be able to have a weapon that is considered the safest weapon there is in law enforcement, and at the same time to have the highest stop rate combination, it just became apparent that this was an exceptional device. And people wonder why, and of course, you know, there was a question why, and we can go into that if you like, but let's just say to begin with that in most cases, you know, pepper spray is going to have a 50 to 70% stop rate. That's what we've seen with most departments. And we can go into the same area, the same department that has a 50% stop rate, put the Tiger Light in there, and they have a 97, 98% stop rate. So it's an exceptional device, and there are a lot of reasons for it, and reasons that are difficult even for officers that have been in the business for 20 years to understand until it's explained and they've gone through training or they've experienced it themselves. It's hard to understand how pepper spray, just because it's in a flashlight, can be so much better than pepper spray in a can on your belt, you know, or some other device.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I know that you have a number of professionals that highly endorse and recommend the Tiger Light, and one I'm thinking of here is a Betsy Brantner Smith, nationally known trainer. She says, if there is one thing I could get every woman to buy, it would be the Tiger Light T100. And I would say, I would add to that every person. I mean, not just a woman, but certainly it's important for women for various reasons that are obvious. There's another highly trained SWAT officer said, in or out of the car, the question is, does this person present a threat? Their answer is in the totality of what you are seeing and feeling. In my opinion, action versus reaction is the danger. I carry a Tiger Light in my off-gun hand on every traffic stop, day or night. In or out of the car, I have a tool allowing me to respond immediately to a physical threat. I can deploy pepper spray from the Tiger Light, unexpected by the person presenting the threat, with my offhand while drawing my sidearm at the same time, if necessary. Personally, in over 20 years of street police work, I have not found a tool which allows me to respond with an extremely effective, less lethal option so quickly. The Tiger Light is a great equalizer for situations like this, regardless if the threat is in or out of the vehicle. And that's Mike Stradley, Portland, Oregon Police Department SWAT trainer. So that's pretty strong.
Those two individuals you just mentioned are two very, very highly respected officers on the department. Betsy, you know, goes all over the country and even outside the country, teaches a course, Street Survival for Women. She was on a department, I think, outside Detroit for, you know, 20-some years, was with SWAT, was, you know, in training. I mean, just very, very highly respected. If you look at and Mike Stradley, same way, he's written many articles on many subjects and just, you know, has received all kinds of awards and accommodations at his department and just very, very highly, highly respected. So, you know, if you look at, I think I mentioned this to you at the conference, if you look at the infomercial that we put on the air, I think it's the first time ever that any kind of commercial, television commercial, has had active duty police and military on air endorsing a product, and these people were not paid. They're on there, and there are many of them, more than we could even fit in the show. We have, colonels in the military, over 6,000 men. We have lieutenant colonels over special forces. The only one that's retired on the show is General Ray Smith, who's a two-star general, the most highly decorated Marine living at the time of his retirement 6 or 7 years ago. So these people are, extremely highly respected, and the reason they're on TV endorsing a product certainly isn't because they were paid, because they weren't. But they believe in the product passionately because they know it's a product that can really save lives. One of the first conferences I ever went to was an Army conference, and three generals with their entourage came up to the booth, and they looked at a demonstration of the light, and they each bought two of them. This was the bigger light before we came out with the smaller T-100. But they walked away with their big group of people after each buying a couple of them, and they were, I think at the time, $140 a piece. And one of them came back over, one of the generals came back over by himself to the booth, and he had the light in his hand. He said, this is a really great idea. He said, have you ever thought about making one of these in a small size our wives could carry in their purse? And, we kind of planned for that at some point in time that, we would do something maybe in a smaller version, but we were really concerned about the power, the effectiveness, and that kind of thing, and we didn't want to jeopardize that. But every presentation from that moment on, that was the first one, every presentation I ever gave at any level of government, whether it be military or police, I don't think there's been a single exception where at some point in the presentation, whether it was a training of a special team or whatever, somebody didn't ask me, hey, are you going to make one of these in a small version our wives could carry? Because, they're well aware of the dangers out there. They're well aware of what can happen. I mean, I don't know if you saw it on the news where you are, but here in Salt Lake, it's 45 minutes from where our headquarters are. At 4:30 in the afternoon, a lady was walking to her car on 4th South and Main Street. I mean, this is in the open at 4:30 in the afternoon on a work day where there's hundreds of people all around. She's walking to her car, not in a parking garage, but an open-air parking lot, and a guy is hiding under a car, grabs her foot, trips her to the ground, and rapes her right there in the parking lot. Now, I learned something about this later. And he got away, and they haven't found him that I know of. And the lady that got attacked and raped was a probation officer, had a concealed carry permit, and had a gun on her at the time. But, if you don't have something in your hand, literally, finger on the trigger, when you get violently attacked like that, chances are you aren't going to be able to use it. And so this Tiger Light, this T-100 that we developed, and we talk about it being for non-professionals, for citizens, civilians, and sometimes it's talked about being for women, but it's really not that. It is a smaller version. It is for anybody. In fact, we just equipped 5 prisons in Nevada, including the maximum security prison, one of the most dangerous prisons in the world. Every single officer now carries that same T-100 with a hand strap, every one. And the warden, who's also another highly respected guy, been there for years, demanded that it have the hand strap and that it's in their hand on duty from start to finish, because it provides them a means of an instant response to an act of aggression with incredible incapacitating capability, but it's non-lethal. And, after 30 or 40 minutes, they're okay. It's like it didn't happen. But, for that time, it gives the officer some time to get away. And we had one situation during the jail riots over in L.A. At the Twin Towers when one officer was cornered by 15 guys. All he had in his hand was a Tiger Light. And he really, he said his life flashed before his eyes. But he took out 15 guys with one Tiger Light.
Wow.
And so, It has that capability, and if you're wondering why it's so much better, there are things we do. We don't make, it's not some super-duper pepper spray. we have the best pepper sprays, we use the best pepper sprays, but we don't even make our own pepper sprays. The ones we use are the ones being used now by the you know, Army, by the Air Force, by Special Operations. They're used by NYPD, by LA County. They're used by the biggest departments. They're the most extensively tested and the highest quality control. And so we use those. But then what we also do is we took that spray when we put it in a half-ounce canister for the T100. We were really concerned about its spray capacity, how quickly it got to the target, what the volume per second was. And so we actually met with a PhD in liquid flow science from Penn State, and based on conversations with her, changed the way the spray actually flows through the actuator to the target. And we took out a 90-degree angle, which impeded the spray and caused the buildup, and you have to pressure it out of the actuator, and we turned that into a curve, which gets the spray to the target faster. And then we took the canister that normally sprays its contents out in 10 seconds, and we re-engineered the whole thing, the valve and everything, so that it sprays the same volume out in 3.5 to 4 seconds, because you don't need 10 seconds. What's going to happen is going to happen in about a second. That's going to be it. You're either going to win it or lose it. And so having that spray come out over twice as hard, twice the volume per second, makes it more effective. But even that's not the key. The key is, and a good example of that is a place, and there are many examples, but one is Passaic County, New Jersey. There's an area they work there called, referred to as the Project, and it has a really high use of PCP and meth also. But PCP, it's cheap, it's the kind of the drug of choice, and the officers hate it because these guys get on PCP and they're almost indestructible. They just don't feel any pain. So it's very hard to stop them, and they end up in a lot of fights even after they spray them. Their stop rate with their belt carried, you know, professional police-grade pepper spray was below 50% before Tiger Light. After they had the Tiger Light for a year and a half, I got a call from the head of the academy, a guy by the name of Joe Zugby. He just recently retired from there, but he was an OC instructor for 17, 18 years, highly respected again, you know, been there for a long time. He called us up, got me on the phone, the first time I'd ever talked to him, and questioned what we were putting in the Tiger Light. He was afraid that it was something beyond their specs, much hotter than they were allowed to carry, and that they were going to get into legal problems, because there's no way any ordinary pepper spray could go a year and a half without a single failure to stop with hundreds of applications. And after 2.5 years, it still has not had a single failure to stop that has been reported. So the difference was just dramatic, and it took me some time to convince him that we hadn't put something in there that was making this, you know, way beyond the heat level of what they were authorized to carry. But the reason was, it's really quite simple. That guy that gets sprayed, the majority of the time, they know at least a split second, they see the can, they see it coming. They aren't able to get away, but they see it coming. And what they do is a couple of things. When you know you're going to be sprayed, you're going to squint, you're going to turn your head, you're going to shield your face if you can, and most importantly, you're going to hold your breath. And so that spray is going to have two ways of incapacitating you. One, well, maybe three. It closes your eyes, but you can still fight with your eyes closed. It's very, very painful on the skin. I mean, jalapeno pepper is 5,000 Scoville heat units. And putting jalapeno pepper in your eyes and on your face, you know, would burn quite well. But this is 2 million Scoville heat units, so it's in a totally different category of pain. But if they're not feeling pain because they're so hepped up on drugs, that pain may not stop them. They still may close their eyes, but they still fight. What the Tiger Light does is they never see it coming. Half the time they think somebody else came in from the side and sprayed them because their brain's telling them that officer could not have sprayed them because all he had in his hand was a flashlight. And all of a sudden, boom, they're hit, and they didn't have a chance to hold their breath. So that same guy that could fight through the pain can't fight through the respiratory distress. Next 5 minutes, he is gagging and gasping for air, and that's all he's concerned about. When you get the wind knocked out of you, there's nothing else you care about. You're not interested in fighting, throwing punches, or anything else. All you're interested in doing is trying to get air. And I've had it happen to me. I had one case where I voluntarily took a hit with a Tiger Light, and it was I have to admit, it was terrible. It was the pain was much more than I expected. I thought the skin was melting off my face, but I had held my breath. And so the respiratory effect, although there was some, I was coughing and choking. It wasn't devastating. It wasn't in and of itself incapacitating. The second time I was messing with a can in my garage, I punctured a hole in it and blew up right in my face. Got me completely by surprise, and I thought I was going to die. It was a different emotion completely. I was afraid. I was gasping and having such a hard time getting air, I thought I was going to pass out and die right on the garage floor, and nobody was ever going to come out and find me dead. And it was a scary feeling, and I can tell you my only focus, my complete focus was on trying to get air. And so that helped me understand why the Tiger Light has this incredible stopping power that it does. That's the reason. That's the main reason. I mean, the other things help. All the things, element surprise is what they call sudden impact syndrome. It's like hitting head with a brick you didn't see coming as opposed to one you're prepared for and ready for. All that causes a different neurological response. But the end result is they quit where otherwise they might not. And that's a great thing. I mean, you know, I've got a wife, I've got 7 daughters, 2 sons, and, you know, just knowing that they have it in their hand, a couple of them had to use it. And, you know, and one, it may have been a life-threatening situation. The one that was probably the most life-threatening wasn't against a human, it was against a dog. But the dog was 80 pounds more and viciously attacked one of my daughters. And from behind, she didn't see it coming. And she swung around and ripped through 3 layers of clothing she had on during the winter, and it jumped right for her face. And this is a 200-pound bull mastiff, cross bull mastiff and something else, and easily could have killed her. And she blasted it, just let out a big old yelp and took off running. So, you know, we've had people attacked by cougars that have used the Tiger Light, and I haven't heard of a bear attack yet, but I'm sure that's probably coming. So, you know, it's just a great, great device.
Well, you know, I can see, obviously, from that Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department study that, you know, with a 96% stop rate on 147 subjects in the test, with pepper spray normally having a 50 to 80% stop rate, I can kind of get the picture now of why the Tiger Light is so much more effective. That's real strong. I know in what you said before, it just makes sense. You're right. I mean, you can't just openly carry a gun in your hand at all times, so you're apt to only pull it when you perceive that you have a need, and by the time you know it, it may be too late. You may be already on the ground, or someone may have something trained on you that will take you out, whatever. But you're right. If it's right in your hand, you can react very fast, and they don't see it as a threat like a gun. If they see you have a gun, they know what's up right away. So I'm really impressed from that standpoint. It's making more sense the more I hear about it. It really is. And you just indicated that it works against all kinds of animals. It works even if someone is hyped up on drugs, because sometimes, you know, things won't stop people that way. They just keep going. How quickly would you say that it works? What kind of timing are we looking at?
Well, it's pretty much, particularly with the Tiger Light, because of that respiratory effect, it's pretty much immediate. I mean, you can have somebody attacking you from very close proximity. In fact, many of the situations in the LA County study were close proximity attacks on officers. And so, you know, and it just dropped. In fact, it's really interesting. We do surveys with the departments when they first get the light and they put them in the field. They usually do a test first. And one of the questions on the survey is, how did the subject respond when sprayed with the Tiger Light? And we started noticing this, and this was, you know, nine years ago. We started noticing in the surveys a very frequent response to that question was, drop as if headshot. And we thought, you know, we just kind of chuckled about it the first few times we saw it, but then we kept seeing it from officers, that kind of response. And then officers started telling us, man, it's weird. So they just drop like they were shot in the head. But the pepper spray is not knocking them down. There's nothing physically knocking them down. So we started, you know, asking questions. Well, you know, why do you think that is? Why is that happening? And I talked to Commander Sid Hale, who's probably the most renowned non-lethal weapons expert in the world. And he headed up the technology exploration program at L.A. County. And I've been with him at international conferences on non-lethal weapons, and believe me, he's respected worldwide. And we talked about this and surmised that there's an effect that I referred to earlier called sudden impact syndrome. The effect is so devastating, so overwhelming, and so unexpected that psychologically what's happening is them dropping to their knees, dropping to the ground, is a subconscious act of total submission. It's saying, I quit, I give, you don't have to do anything more, I'm done. Whereas if they're on their feet and they're still fighting and they're cursing and they're, you know, and they're not, you know, they're not done. You know, they're still in the fight. Whereas when they drop like that, they're just saying, and guys have talked about it afterwards, guys got sprayed saying, now I've never, in fact, they've asked, because some of the guys have been sprayed before. You know, they're troublemakers, and it's not the first time. And they've questioned what was in it, because it just has such a greater effect, so much greater effect than what they've been accustomed to. One guy was just crying out, what is that? That's not pepper spray. That's not pepper spray. What is that? You know, and just didn't believe that it was pepper spray. Thought it was something completely different because of the effect that it had on him. And so, you know, that's a good thing. But again, like you said, it is just pepper spray. We're not sneaking any, you know, other ingredients in there. It's just that stealth weapon, that stealth effect, you know, that surprise effect on him, just has a different neurological, creates a different neurological response. And so, what we've done with the Tiger Light also, you'll notice, the way you hold the Tiger Light, and this is very key, very important, can't be overemphasized, there are a couple of things, but as you're holding the Tiger Light, you're holding it, you know, in the shoulder position. And any trainer will understand this. If you have to recondition your response, in a high stress situation, which a fight would be, you better have trained, you know, anywhere from 1,500 to 5,000 times at doing that, because in a high stress situation, you're not going to do it if it doesn't just come natural, if it wasn't what you would naturally normally do. And so that's really key, because people, you know, they go through a little bit of training and think, oh, yeah, if I get attacked, that's what I'm going to do. And they get attacked, they don't do anything like that whatsoever. They resort to what's natural, you know, flailing and swinging and, you know, kicking and punching, and they don't do anything they've been trained to do because they didn't do it enough to overcome that just instinctive response. With the Tiger Light, we've assimilated both the psychological and physiological response to an act of aggression. In other words, when your hand's in that position, that is a fighting position. That's how you would be if you were fighting. And the way you have to deploy the spray by dropping the light down and snapping the wrist forward is just like throwing a jab. It's just like throwing a punch. So it's very, very natural how you would spray it. It's almost so much so that if it's in your hand and your finger's where it's supposed to be and you get attacked, you're going to spray them. You know, I don't want to say whether you want to or not, but the same way that you might punch or try to block them, you would spray them. And so that's a really, really key to what happens in a real-life situation, and is essential because, you know, we can have a great weapon that theoretically works, but just like the gun in the you know, the lady's holster, the crate or many other situations, you know, if it doesn't get used, it's not going to work. It doesn't matter how great the potential is. And I always give the example, you know, when I'm talking to somebody that maybe, you know, maybe carries a gun or whatever, and that's great. You know, all for it, you know, concealed carry permits and being trained and being ready. But, you know, I'll ask that same person, let's say it's a lady, if you broke down alongside the road. And I think this is a great example, and there are many other examples like it. But let's just say you broke down alongside the road, your car ran out of gas, flat tire, whatever, and
And, you know, you're there in your dress or nice clothes or whatever, and some nice guy comes up, stops, you got a smile on his face, it's clean cut, you know, Ted Bundy type, you know, good-looking guy. And he asks you if, you know, if he can help change your tire or whatever. Are you going to take out a gun and point it at him? Because he's going to be close enough to you that if you don't have it out in your hand and he decides to attack you by surprise, you're not going to be able to use it. Are you going to take out a can of pepper spray or any other weapon and hold it and point it at the guy and say, yeah, you know, I hope you don't mind if I point this at you while I change my tire? You're just not going to do it. It's not human nature to do that. But to have a flashlight in your hand and say, hey, I'll hold the light for you. Totally different situation. And that difference is the difference between life and death. I tell my girls, even if it's daylight and you break down alongside the road, something like that happens, pop your hood, pop your trunk, be looking and have that tiger light in your hand when he comes up. He's going to see it, not going to think anything of it. You know, the T-100, you know, they think it's a camera or a flashlight or something. The thought that it might be a weapon doesn't even enter their mind. And then also, a really important thing, when we ran the infomercial, we had a guy by the name of Joseph Stoltman. This guy is a just a really high-speed guy. I mean, he's the director of the Threat Assessment Association in California. He trains Navy SEALs. He protects celebrities. He's done a lot of things, been on Larry King Live and other shows. And he was on his treadmill in a gym in L.A. when our infomercial came on. And he watched it and got so excited. He jumped off the treadmill, ran to his locker, got his cell phone, called up and ordered, I think, 28 T-100s. And he got on the phone, asked for my number, called me up, and said, you know, this is the best self-defense device I have ever seen. And he said, but you know what? He said, there's one thing that you don't understand fully. And I said, oh, what's that? He said, you don't understand how important that hand strap is that's on that tiger light. I said, oh, well, I think I do. And he said, no, you don't. I said, okay, why do you think that? He says, well, because if you did, you would talk about it more than you do in your infomercial. And he went on to say, he says, we've done extensive testing on the dynamics of an attack. And 90% of the time when a person has a weapon in their hand and they're physically attacked by surprise, they drop the weapon, pulls out of their hand. At that point, not only is it no good to you, it becomes accessible to your opponent. And so having a hand strap cinched down, we made it really comfortable. It's nice and padded. I've gone rock climbing with it, done all kinds of things with it. That can be the difference right there. So you look at all these factors, and you start compounding, you know, putting these factors together, and they start to compound and make for what is unquestionably, and none of the experts will argue against this, it is unquestionably, without doubt, the best, most effective, most practical non-lethal weapon in the world, period. There isn't really anything that comes close right now. And, you know, does it have negatives? Well, yeah, everything does. Everything does. There's not a weapon that doesn't have some kind of negative. Pepper spray, yeah, you know, people worry, well, you know, if you have to spray into the wind, it could blow back on you. Yeah, that's true. I've gone out and sprayed it in the wind on purpose. But you know what? I know that. I know what's going to happen. So I'll turn my head, close my eyes, hold my breath, let the spray blow by, and the effect on me will be minimal, but the guy I just sprayed is going to be in sad shape. And so, you know, if it's a life and death situation, I will have just saved my life. So what if I get, you know, a little pepper spray and, yeah, I've got to go wash my face off for the next 10 minutes or, you know, whatever. But it just doesn't even come close to, you know, making it such that you would even consider that as any reason for not carrying it. Because, I mean, the facts speak for themselves. I mean, you can talk to hundreds of officers, thousands of officers that have used it, you know, many, 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 many times. And none of them would tell you, you know, I just got a call yesterday from the chief of one of the departments out in L.A. just called to order one for his wife and his son. And, you know, they've been using Tiger Lights on the department for years. They know how good they are. And he said, you know, man, I'm so glad you came out with this T-100. That is just an awesome, awesome tool. And so, you know, that's what we have. And there's, you know, I'm happy to answer, you know, any other questions. But
sure, sure. That's really, I tell you, like I said, the more I hear, the better I like what you have. The one thing I want to remind everybody is that we're speaking with Michael Tigg with Tiger, you know, about the Tiger Light, pretty amazing protection device. And if you do have a question for Michael and you're on the phone bridge line, just go ahead and dial *2 on your phone keypad, and we'll enable your line to be unmuted so that you can ask the question. If you're online, then just type into the question box whatever question you have and submit that, and we'll see it. I wanted to, kind of summarizing here, it seems like that it's so much more effective than any of the stun devices out there. It's really easy to use. You've covered if you spray it into the wind. If you're just being aware, as you would with anything, just being aware of what you're doing, common sense would tell you, like you said, to turn your head, you know, kind of be careful about not ingesting it if the wind blows it more your way. And then the one thing I was wondering, how long does the effect last on the person that's been exposed to it?
Well, the real dramatic effect is going to be, a few minutes, but it's really 30 to 40 minutes before you're not feeling pain quite a bit. And so, in fact, I don't know if you saw, there was some celebrity that was on YouTube, and he got sprayed with pepper spray. It wasn't a Tiger Light, but he used the same spray we used in the Tiger Light. So he probably, I'm sure, held his breath. But he got sprayed with the Tiger Light, he got tasered, and he got stun gunned. And at the end, they asked him which one was worse, and he said, "Oh, the pepper spray by far." And not that the other devices aren't great. I mean, we all know taser is a great device and good at stopping people. But the difference between a stun device and a Tiger Light is a stun device, you've got it's single subject. You know, you can hit one guy at a time with it. And so if you have two or three, you're kind of up the creek there. So, whereas, a device like Tiger Light has a multi-subject capability, I can spray 5, 6, 7 people at once. And so, and the spray, another thing is, especially, for civilians, the fact that the effect lasts so much longer, to me, is critical. If the effect only lasts a few seconds, And then, the person's back to normal, my wife or daughter didn't have a chance to get far enough away, all you're going to have is now a person who's really mad and all juiced up and ready to go and bent on doing, worse than he originally planned. So, I think you have to really think through these decisions and ask yourself, what is going to be practical? What's going to really work? What am I going to have in my hand when it happens? We took the Tiger Light, and the way it's designed, you can see it is, this T100 is just unbelievably ergonomic. We took the components, we wrapped them in tape as tightly as we could together, and we wrapped that in clay, and we had about 20 different women grab it and squeeze it in one hand and the other. And then we took a guy with big fingers, and we had him kind of push down where the finger grips go, where the switches are. So we made sure that there was room in that dip to be able to push the switches down for somebody with large hands. But that clay mold is the exact shape of that light. I've got a picture of the clay, the mold, the 2D drawing, the 3D drawing, and the final product, and they're the same shape. So it's just perfectly, ergonomic. It just fits in your hand like a glove. You barely even know it's there. It's so comfortable. And that's great for long hikes and jogs and things like that, or long walks. And you don't feel like you're carrying a weapon around. It's embarrassing for people to have a weapon in their hand. They just don't do it. And so, to walk around and just have a flashlight in your hand. I walked to an airport, and I accidentally left it in my coat pocket. And I got through the scanner, and I saw the guy pull my coat back through, and I go, oh, and I was in a hurry to get to the plane. I thought, oh, man, this is not good. He says, I need to look at your coat. And I said, oh, go ahead. And he calls two other guys over, and they pull the well, he had me pull the Tiger Light out of my coat, and I handed it to him, and they're looking at it, and a guy standing next to him goes, "Wow, that's wicked cool. What is that?" And I reached over and I pushed the light button, and I turned it on. I said, "Well, that's a flashlight." And I didn't volunteer any more information right then. And they looked at it and talked about it and said, "Well, this is really cool." And we talked about the different light functions. They never once noticed the pepper spray nozzle or the flip cap or the actuator or any of that. And it was in their hands for, probably 2 minutes. And they finally handed it back to me and said, "Well, enjoy your flight." I stuck it in my pocket, got on the plane. Now, I just confessed doing something that probably wasn't legal, but I did go back and talk to TSA, and I told them about it and explained to them, you don't want to let people on planes with Tiger Lights. And they were appreciative of that and said they were going to, put out a memo to their training on it. So, yeah, but you can, on the other hand, it is legal to carry your Tiger Light in your checked baggage. And a lot of people don't know that. It's federal law. You can take one per person as long as it's less than 4 ounces, which it is. Any of our Tiger Lights are less than 4 ounces. So you can put it in your checked baggage and take it to where you're going so you have it. Because, I travel around a lot. If I go, Chicago or New York, and I go out for a jog from the hotel, I have that in my hand because I don't know the neighborhood. I don't know where I might, be or what's going on there at night. And that's usually when the only time I am able to do it. But even if it's the morning, I'll still carry it always, always.
On the bigger Tiger Light looking like a normal flashlight and the T100 having that different shape, how did that come about? What was the reasoning on that, or what instigated that?
Well, the T1, when we looked at it, our first thought was we were going to reduce the bigger one down, just reduce it down in size. But it didn't work. It became, just with the way the components had to fit together, it was too long and unwieldy. It ended up being about 8 inches long instead of 5 inches long. And so what we did is, and just the way everything worked, we built several of them, several prototypes. We spent 3.5 years working on the design and wasted a lot of money on different designs and prototypes and things, and we just weren't happy with it. And then we got the idea of putting the pepper spray and the batteries in parallel rather than end to end. And that shrunk the light down to 5 inches long, which it has to be because the light has to be below your hand and above your hand. So it can't really be any less than that, or your hand's going to, impede the light or the spray. And so 5 inches is just the perfect length. And then because the battery and the spray are in parallel, the light's not round. And so, but what's interesting, if you look at the light, think of what it looks like. Think of how it's shaped. The T100 is shaped like the handle of a gun. Now, we didn't do that on purpose. We did it, like I told you, I explained how it came about. But it's interesting that it ended up that way because why is a gun handle designed the way it is? For maximum stability and comfort, okay? And so we just it just ended up being that way. So, it doesn't look like a gun, but it looks like the handle of a gun. I mean, usually when the T100 is in your hand, they think either it's a flashlight or it's a camera. You got that hand strap on there and it's small. It's got the light. It's really cool looking. It's made of a really high quality metal alloy with this black chrome finish, which was very, very expensive to put on. It's a two-step process, and rather than just, painting it or putting, something cheap on it, we want to be a dark color for tactical reasons because we knew that police officers would use it as well, but we want it to look really nice so that, your wife or daughter or whoever, felt that it was cool and had a good aesthetic appeal to it. And so, but all those things have just come together into a really high-quality package. We get calls all the time. People are surprised at the level of quality of it, the workmanship on it and everything. They're just expecting, expecting something cheaper. But when I was at a police show, I asked about a dozen police officers in a row, without telling them the price, first came out with it. I asked them, "What do you think this costs?" I told them what the specs on it were and all the lighting functions, and it's basically two complete light systems in one. And not one of them guessed less than $130. All the guesses were between $130 to $300. And that was just because of the light, the light capabilities and the quality of the light, the brightness of the light, got the strobing, got the red lights, got the dim lights, got the side light for located light, you know, all these different functions. But we put them in two separate lights because we didn't want you in a tactical situation to have to go through four or five different modes because this is the one you want. So the tactical light, your strongest finger, your index finger, operates the tactical light, which is just on and off. Well, it has a momentary. Momentary on or off. It doesn't have a whole bunch of modes. The other switch operates the other LEDs, and you have the lower level for a long run time. I mean, you have up to 27 hours on the located light and 12 hours on some of the lower modes, and then an hour and a half for the tactical light. So, you know, you've got great options. It's very practical. You can use it to read a book at night, or you can use it to, you know, temporarily blind somebody. So, and it has the strobing and everything. So, and the strobing is very natural. Basically, if you're in a high-stress situation and you push down both buttons, it's going to go on the bright light and strobe. And so, you know, everything was really, really well thought out. And, you know, we thought about pricing it a lot higher, and you know, people said, oh, you know, you should don't price it at, you know, $100 or less. You know, we wanted it to be under $100, so we worked really hard to try to get it there and be able to justify it and still have enough margin to where we can make a profit. And so that's what we've done, and we have with the, you know, with the offer we're putting out there now, we put together a package that really is what I would give to my wife, I would give to my daughters or my son or anybody, if I could just give whatever I wanted. It's got the light with the hand strap on it, and it comes with the regular battery, but then it has two practice canisters of spray, and an instructional DVD and a family safety DVD with four experts on it that just give you great advice. It's very quick. It's like 15 minutes long. But my goodness, it is packed with great advice. I've had police officers call me and thank us for you know, including that DVD. Because one guy said, I've been trying to tell my wife this stuff for years. I'm glad somebody else is preaching the same message, because these things are really important, and they can save a life and prevent, you know, some really bad things from happening. So we put together basically it's a $175 package or a $215 package if you go with the charger, which I highly recommend, and you can get it for $99.96 without the charger for $119. We get the charger for half price, which is really giving a charger for free. You're only paying for the two lithium rechargeable batteries, which are $9.95 apiece, and so you're really getting the whole charger and the AC-DC adapters and all that for free. So it is a great, great offer that we've got out there right now. And
that follows, you know, on the heels of the next question we have from Helen, Richmond, Kentucky. She says, where is the best place to buy these and get the best price? And you can call 1-800-508-7127. I'll give that again. It's 800-508-7127, or just simply go to www.planetaryconnections.com. That's just like it sounds. I'll spell it PLANETARY and the word connections, CONNECTIONS.com. PlanetaryConnections.com or 1-800-508-7127. And you'll find everything you need there to find out more information and or make your purchases. I would say, I know we're really close to Christmas, but it seems like to me that if there's anybody that's thinking about that one more gift, or in some cases they may want to consider the one that they've got, if they might have that receipt and take that back and give this instead, because my gosh, what better can you give than something that may save your life or may keep you from being disfigured or injured or raped or whatever the case may be? This could be just tremendous for them. I imagine you have seen an uptick in demand during this holiday season, have you not, Michael?
Oh, yeah, big uptick. And also, I don't know if you mentioned earlier, that we have these lights can be personalized. So you can put the name of the person you're giving it to, have it on the lights, on the little side where the logo lights up and the indicator light is on one side. You can have their name or you can have a company name or whatever put on there. And that's normally $12 to have done. We're offering that. If you make the phone call, it's for free. If you go online on that, there is a $2 charge because the free is only being offered on the television infomercial number, which is what I think you just gave out. So that's a great deal, and we can do that quite quickly and get that out. We have a very, very quick turnaround. So, you know, we get the orders in. You know, we try to have them out by the next day or the day after at the latest. So, it is a great, great gift, and you know, the vast majority of our people have been personalizing them, and so, it's a nice touch. And you know, if you have as many kids as I do, it helps you know who's who, and they're not arguing over them. So.
That's great. Well, I just want to remind everyone, I was speaking with Michael Tigg about the Tiger Light, the amazing Tiger Light. And if you do have a question and you're on the phone line, just go ahead and dial *2 on your phone keypad, and we'll be glad to unmute your line so that you can speak with Michael. If you're online, then what you want to do is type your question in the question box, as Helen did, and we'll see that question and be able to ask it. So with that, I wanted to, there were a couple of other things that had come up as you were speaking. I imagine a lot of people would have this. Do these just use the regular flashlight batteries or what type? And then also there's an optional hand stripe or hand strap. How important is that?
Well, the hand strap is key. And with this offer, we include the hand strap because We really just really want people to have that hand strap. I mean, you can order the light without it, but for me, it's almost a must, and it's a very, very important option. And the other thing with the batteries, it runs on one CR123A battery, which you can get, you know, in any store, you know, Walmart, wherever. But they're around $4 or so. You can buy them from us for $2.50 apiece. But you know what? I wouldn't do that. We're offering such an incredible deal on that rechargeable battery option and the charger for only $19.98, it's regular $39.95. That you know, to me, that's just a no-brainer. You're only paying for the two batteries anyway, the two rechargeable batteries that come with it, and then you can use it in your car, use it in your home, and just keep that battery that comes with it. You'll still get the regular battery. But you can just use that as a backup. Just put it in your glove compartment or purse or wherever and just have it as a backup in case, you know, your rechargeable battery runs down and you need to put it in there for a little while to get your other rechargeable battery out of your charger because it charges two at a time. So you always have one charging, one in your light. So that's a great way to go. And also, I didn't mention, but most people that do call are buying multiple units because they're buying them for their family members and such. And so we put together a multi-purchase plan. You get a discount. If you buy two, you get a charger for free, one charger for free, and then only pay half price on the other. If you buy three, you get 50% off the third light, which is another $50 savings in addition to the $75 savings you're already getting. And then if you buy four, you get the fourth one free. It's a buy three, get one free type thing. So now you're only spending $74.97 per light without the charger and $99-something or other, a little over $99 with the charger per light. So, and that's a $215 package if you went online and bought all the same things individually. So it's a great, great deal. I mean, you can literally save over $100 per person. And get advice. I mean, you know, I'm sure the dads out there can appreciate this. You know, we're responsible, you know, and feel responsible to protect our family, to protect our family members. But, you know, we can't be there. We can't walk around with them like bodyguards. And just knowing that they
have this just really, you know, makes me, helps me feel like I'm fulfilling my responsibility. It gives me some peace of mind. You know, I mean, nothing's a guarantee, and I just hope and pray that, you know, if something does happen, that they have it in their hand. They've been really good about carrying them. I'm always checking with them. Do you have it? Is it, you know, is it in your purse? And did you take it out of your, you know, purse and have it in your hand when you walked out in the mall last night? And boy, it's a great satisfaction. Just the other day, I asked one of my daughters that, because I knew she went to the mall late at night. I said, did you take it out of your purse and have it in your hand when you walked out of the car? And she said, yes, I did. And, you know, that just really made me feel good knowing that, because, you know, I know I talked to one of three ladies that were all three raped by the same guy in a mall parking lot, all three the same way. They were putting their merchandise from the mall into the back seat of the car. When they bent over to put it in the back seat, he came up behind them, shoved them in the car, got in, closed the door, and raped them right there in the parking lot. And only they did catch the guy, thank goodness. The third person, the lady I actually talked to, who was going around to anti-rape seminars, telling all the women that they should carry a flashlight and pepper spray. And when she saw the tiger light, she was just thrilled. I mean, she was in tears over it. I just thought it was the greatest thing she'd ever seen, and she told me about her story. And so, you know, you just never know when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, and you hope it never does happen. But the great thing about the tiger light, unlike most weapons, is you're going to get your money out of it, whether you ever have to use it as a weapon or not, because it's just a great, great flashlight. I mean, our original tiger light, as you know, Earl, was voted to be the number one rechargeable flashlight in the world by Candle Power Forms. We didn't even know we were in the competition until we got the award. And we won the voting by almost 3-1 over every other major company. And you know, we're not one of those major companies yet. So it was quite a surprise and an honor to us to have that award. We recently won we're a finalist in the Innovation Awards here in Utah, which is quite a big deal. And so, you know, it's an exceptional product, one we're really happy with and you know, happy to be able to get it to people. And I just hope people will take advantage of it, because it's well worth it.
Well, you know, with the police and the military using the Tiger Light and endorsing it like they are, I know they can be pretty picky about what they're going to even consider, because it's so important to them. I mean, that's their life's work. That's what they face every day. So it's got to be a sure bet or a certain thing for them. So that says a lot. I was wondering how bright are these?
Well, the little one, which again is running on one little CR123A battery, is running at about 100 lumens. And, you know, most of the little tactical lights run on two CR123A batteries. So every time, you know, your battery runs dead, which is usually around an hour and a half or so for the tactical lights, you have to replace two batteries. With the tiger light, you just have to replace one. And of course, if you buy our larger Tiger Light, our Series 2 Tiger Light, or Series 1 with our new LED module in it, that is just something out of the space age. I mean, this thing is just wild looking. It's a new technology, and it puts out over 600 lumens, which is just mind-blowing, over 600 lumens for over an hour and a half. And then it has strobing, which when you're strobing at 600 lumens, it is just mind-boggling. And I mean, compare that to some other high-end lights. I know of another very popular light. I'm not going to mention a name, but it costs $450. It runs on six non-rechargeable lithium CR123 batteries, and it runs at 500 lumens for 20 minutes, and then you have to replace six lithium batteries. This runs, you know, seven times longer, and you know, six, or I guess it'd be six times longer, or at least, and you don't have to replace any batteries because it's rechargeable, and you got the strobing mode, and you got another mode that absolutely blew my mind more than anything else, even more than the 600 lumen brightness, which is just incredible. You got this new optic in there. It's not even a reflector. It doesn't have a reflector. It's got this optic in there that is just amazing. But it has a low mode, and in the low mode, It's bright. It's really bright. I mean, you could use it. You wouldn't even have to use a 600 lumen, even for a police officer in most situations. I mean, you can light up a whole backyard and see, you know, quite a distance. And the engineer told me it would last for 14 hours, and I said, you are out of your mind. There's no way. When I first got it in my hand, I said, there's no way this is going to last for, you know, 14 hours unless it, you know, dims way down so it's not draining the battery. And he said, well, I think it will. Well, we tested it, and it ran for 36 hours before it started to dim, and it wasn't dimmed down until 43 hours. It's just an amazing technology, an amazing light. Now, that's a $314 or $320 light, but and this module actually cost us more than the entire light and charging system put together to make. But it is just so impressive. We just wanted to get it out there, and we figure when we get in some bigger quantities and with the military, we can get the price down some for us. If you purchase, if you go call that phone number and purchase even one T100, you can get that light for $250 right now, which I can tell you, we're not going to do that very much longer because, you know, we're really not making anything on it, and it's just kind of ridiculous to sell a light like that. I mean, it outshines some lights that sell for $1,500. So, it's just an incredible thing. But we wanted to get a few of them out there just so other people would see them. So we're offering that along with as an option when you buy your T100. So,
well, that's really great. I wanted to remind people again to get the Tiger Light, and to find out more information, go to planetaryconnections.com. That's planetaryconnections.com, or dial 1-800-508-7127. That's 800-508-7127. And I had a couple of other things I wanted to ask you about it, if I might. I'll remind people once again that if you have a question and you're on the phone line, just dial *2 on your phone keypad, and we'll enable you to talk with Michael. Or if you're online, just type in the question box and submit that to us, and we'll ask your question. I'm wondering if the spray has an expiration date.
Yes, all sprays do have expiration dates. They're typically either three to 4 years. After 3 or 4 years, technically speaking, you should replace the spray, and it's going to cost you. Right now, our canisters are only $9.95. I mean, they're less than a typical can of pepper spray you go buy at the sporting goods store. So, it's not expensive to have to replace them every few years. Ours are made with such high quality, and I'm not telling anybody to go over the expiration date, but I personally have some lights at home that I've had the spray in it for 6 years, 7 years, and I spray test them every now and then, just give a little spray just to make sure it's working. But it is typically 3 or 4 years. I think it's different on different canisters we have, different brands. But
well, you know, it just seems like that what you put together is just so. I mean, I think I'd wonder what I'd been hit with if I didn't know what this was. It would hit me on several different levels. I mean, you know, visually, if there's a blast of light, that first of all, and then the pepper spray hits me, and then if there's strobing effect, I mean, it's just wild. It's crazy. It's just you don't know what happened.
You just brought up another really important thing that I didn't mention, that is, you know, in the LA study, there was another light. They had 500 Tiger lights, and they had 500 what they call Cobra Stun lights. But they had a different design. The Cobra Stun light had a spray that came out the front of the light. And they were trying to sell it, you know, instead of the Tiger light, based on that, hey, you don't have to take the light off them when you spray them. Well, you know, we were really happy to see that, actually, because we'd done a lot of research on it, and we knew that it was critical that you do have to take the light out of their eyes when you spray them, because you shine a bright light in somebody's eyes, what do? They shield their face, they squint, they turn away. They do everything that they would do if you said, hey, I'm going to spray you. And so with the light, you actually force them into a defensive posture against the effect of your spray. But when you drop the light off them, and even in a totally dark room, you could be in a cave, and if you shine the tiger light down at the ground, you're still going to see that person because it lights up the whole area. But when you take that light off of their eyes, they will instinctively look right back at you, and then the spray hits them. And it's almost comical. And the guys have written articles about it and said, you know, one officer said, it couldn't have been any better if I had choreographed it. He said the light hit the guy, you know, he was being attacked. The guy wanted to fight him. And he came at him with his fist up, and he hit him with the light, and he turned his head away, and then he dropped the light to spray him. The guy looked right back, and the spray hit him. And in his words, he said, it turned him to jello. And, you know, it's just very, very effective the way it's designed. But that is a critical key component. And the fact was, the other light didn't have anywhere near the results that the Tiger Light did. In fact, shortly after that, they announced the cessation of North American operations because they knew they could not compete with the Tiger Light. So,
it seems like this really addresses the situation. I mean, you know, it seems like maybe before Tiger Light, either someone had the opportunity to either totally blow someone away if they could even get, you know, the weapon where they could use it, maybe kill someone or seriously injure them. And, you know, most of us don't really want to do that. You know, I'm sure there's occasional person out there that wants to take a bazooka and blow someone away or whatever, but, you know, most people don't want that. And or you had the choice where you might use something that was only occasionally effective or a small percentage of effectiveness. And this kind of bridged the gap. It was the best of both worlds. You could have it work, always work, and yet just stop someone so that the one that was going to be a victim can get away, and then maybe the perpetrator can be arrested if possible. Because maybe someone can get there and restrain them and take them in. So, but the main thing is to be able to get away and maybe not kill the person.
Well, yeah, you know, and it is an identifier too. You know, when you've got pepper spray on you, you know, the police, it's you know, not easy to get that stuff off, and so you know there's going to be traces of it you know, some guy saying, oh, I wasn't there, and you know, but yet he's got traces of pepper spray all over him. You know, that's going to be something the police can use to help identify that person. So, you know, there are a lot of advantages to it, but the key is that, you know, it's proving to be very effective. I don't want to tell anybody this 100% because nothing is. You know, bullets aren't 100%. You know, nothing's 100%. Nothing has come closer to 100% than the Tiger Light has. And
that's you want to assure of that as you can possibly get, it sounds like. I wonder if there are good instructions with it, and how do you practice with it?
Yeah, we put the first time we put it out, we didn't do this, and we found out there were a lot of people who were a little bit afraid of it. So what we did this time is we included an instructional DVD, which shows it's really quite simple, but, you know, people are afraid of it. And you can practice. We included two practice canisters that don't have any pepper spray in them. They just spray out a, you know, some kind of fluid like hairspray or something. I don't know. It has some kind of smell to it, so it's not just water. You know, got a propellant in it. But I've been sprayed in the face with it probably 100 times. It didn't bother me. You know, I recommend if you practice on your husbands with the practice spray, you know, maybe put some goggles on or something, because, you know, if you're sensitive to the things that might cause some reaction. So, I do highly recommend practicing with the canister, but just do it in short bursts. Just short bursts. Don't hold the trigger down, because in 3.5 to 4 seconds, it's all going to be gone.
Whereas otherwise, you could practice it, you know, 8, 9, 10 times if you just do short bursts. That's all you need. So it's very good to practice with, because most people do not realize how quickly that gap closes when they're attacked and how important it is to be ready and be aware. But, you know, one of the things that one of the experts on our video talked about a lot, in fact, several of them did, is awareness. When you have a Tiger Light with you and you're walking out to your car at night, or out to the, you know, from work or the mall or whatever it might be, or in the daytime. And it doesn't matter if these days. It happens at all hours of the day. In fact, I was just talking to somebody. Oh, boy, it was just 2 weeks ago. And a girl was standing at, this is in Rhode Island. A girl was standing, I think Rochester, I believe, at a public bus stop at 11:30 in the morning. 11:30. Okay, public bus stop. A guy came up, grabbed her, drug her into the bushes right there by the bus, and raped her. And he was some gangster that had moved up there and was staying with his cousin that had moved up from some other city down further south because he had a contract out on him. And, you know, they got him, but that didn't help the girl any. You know, I mean, she still had a, you know, terrible, horrible experience. And, you know, if she would have had a Tiger Light in her hand right then, you know, it could have been very different. So, you know, it's just such a simple little thing, you know, that having that person just take out, you know, slip into your hand, very comfortable, and just have with you when you need it. But even the awareness, the point I was going to make, I'm sorry, I got a little off track, because that popped into my head, but the point is, when you put that in your hand and now you're walking out to the mall, you know why you put that in your hand. So now you're suddenly more aware. If you're more aware and observant and you're looking around and that bad guy who's standing out in the parking lot or hiding out there waiting for his victim, he sees you and sees that you're aware and you're looking him, you know, in the eyes, he's less likely to pick you as his victim. They want somebody who is unaware. They're talking on their cell phone. They're not even looking. They've got their things, and they're putting their stuff in their car, and they have no idea he's even behind them. That's the person they want. And so by having that Tiger Light, you're going to be more aware and less likely to be the one attacked. So, you know, again, all these things add up to create, you know, exceptional value and having a product like this and providing a product like this for those you're responsible for.
Yes. Well, I would think anyone that you know, that you love, that you care about, then you'd certainly want to share this information with them. I encourage people, because this will be posted shortly after this, and you can go to republicmagazine.com/webinar. And find it there posted. You can download it. You can to your desktop. You can listen at your leisure. You can send it to other people. And who knows what you may save them from a horrible experience, maybe even death, maybe in the case of woman rape, or who knows what. And this may be one of the greatest gifts that you could share with them. And I don't tend to get too enthused about too many products. I'm pretty skeptical. And, you know, check things out. I checked out the people behind them and like that. But this just makes too much sense for me not to let people know. And I felt it was important because so many of us right now, with our knowledge of the folks that read Republic Magazine, we're very informed about what we're facing ahead with everything that's coming down with the economy, with the government, with what have you. That people are perhaps going to be a little bit more desperate, and they may try to do things. They may try to take things from people. They may be facing incredible stress. Who knows what they may do? So someone with a Tiger Light may be able to neutralize that situation and take care of it and not be a victim and protect also those that they care and love and care about. So with that, what I'm going to do, Michael, if you think about if there's maybe one other, you know, another point or two that you had either intended to mention or that you wanted to be sure and mention, or some final thoughts, then think about that, what that may be. And I want to give out the contact information. It's for the, you can either call 1-800-508-7127. That's 800-508-7127. Or just simply online, go to www.planetaryconnections.com. And that's just like it sounds, planetaryconnections.com. And Michael, with that, you might reiterate one more time what the special is that you're offering right now, so that our listeners can take advantage of that. And I understand it's a limited amount of time. And then any final thoughts that you have?
Well, just as a final thought, and then I'll run through the offer real quick. As a final thought, another thing that I want, especially, well, really anybody, but maybe especially the guys out there to think about, is, you know, this is a situation where you may be, and any one of you could be in a situation where maybe it's not you you're protecting. Maybe it's a guy that just walked in through the door, and you're standing there walking through the door with an AK-47, and he's bent on blowing away 20 people, and you're able to incapacitate him, or it's some guy like that guy at the bus stop that just drug a girl into the bushes, and maybe it's two or three guys, and you're alone, and you're the only one there to protect that person and save that girl from that horrible experience, and you've got a tiger light, and you can do it. So there are a lot of reasons for having the tiger light beyond your own personal protection. So, you know, it's just a great, you know, I have Velcro in my car, my dashboard. I Velcro it right to my dashboard. I have one right there, and I have another one in the console. But when I get out, I have a Velcro thing on my belt. I just take it out of my belt. I don't care what I'm wearing, whether it's a suit or just my jeans or whatever. I take it off. I put it on my belt when I walk in the grocery store. I don't know that some wacko is not going to come in that grocery store and go off and start going off on people. So, you know, it's just good to have it all the time. Now, the offer again, and this is the best offer you can get. So that phone number that Earl just gave, or that website, go to one of those, because you'll be assured of getting the best offer you could possibly get. Don't go to the tigerlight.net website or anything. You won't get the same offer. Go to one of those that Earl just mentioned, and you'll get basically either a $175 package for $99.96 or a $215 package for $119. And if you buy three, you can get that a $250 package for $99.96, or you can get the $175 package for $74.97, which is just a steal. I mean, you're literally, for four people, you're saving over $400. So it's a great opportunity. It's something we're offering right now before Christmas, and so take advantage of it. And you can get it on a four payment plan if you like. We do give you an extra can of pepper spray if you do it on a single pay, but you can do it on, you know, four payments of $24.99 plus $12.95 shipping and handling. And the $12.95 shipping and handling is the same whether you buy one light or buy 50. It's still only $12.95. So, you know, take advantage of it. It's a great offer.
Okay, great, Michael. Appreciate that. And just want to remind everybody that we do have a webinar tomorrow and the next day. That's Wednesday and Thursday. On tomorrow, Wednesday, we have back again David Morgan with a Silver Investor, and he actually stimulated probably as many questions as we just about ever had. And since we didn't get to all the questions in his webinar, we're going to have him back, and we're going to start right in on the questions from last time and then any questions that come up this time. So he's definitely one not to miss. And then on Thursday, we have Dr. Barbara Starfield, MD. She's a distinguished professor at Johns Hopkins University, and she's going to speak on a very interesting topic. One of them is going to be the leading cause, one of the leading causes of death, which will surprise you. But anyway, I found that today's webinar very, very stimulating for me and very practical for so many people out there. I'll give out the contact information one more time. You can call 1-800-508-7127 or planetaryconnections.com. That's www.planetaryconnections.com, and take advantage of those specials and or find out more information. And Michael, I really appreciate you taking this time with us today, and I appreciate everyone that's on here as a listener. And certainly invite everyone to join us again tomorrow. And with that, I wish everyone a wonderful day, and thanks again.
Thank you, Earl.
Thank you.